It's time for Tonia's Kitchen, taking you around the world of food and wine. Here is Tonia King.
My guest is Nina Elder, executive food editor with Every Day with Rachel Ray magazine. And here's a dessert that's not just for kids.
Homemade pudding.
Oh, there is nothing like a good chocolate pudding.
Good. But there's also the vanilla is also delicious if that's more your speed. And the thing that's great about this story is we have a very simple recipe for homemade creamy vanilla pudding and dark chocolate pudding.
Okay.
And then the thing that's really fun about this story is we've taken those master puddings, if you will, and we've turned them into other desserts. So we took the vanilla pudding and made it into a banana toffee pudding pie. So we have the recipe for this very easy crust, you know, with some bananas and toffee pieces. We have some Boston cream cupcakes that are stuffed with vanilla pudding.
Mm.
We have raspberry cream puffs, another great party dish. And then my favorite, the salted chocolate pudding pops. So you make the dark chocolate pudding.
Okay.
And you put them in little Dixie cups.
Okay.
And then you put, you know, little popsicle sticks in them, freeze them about 4 hours, so just do this the night before. And then you microwave chocolate chips and a little coconut oil or vegetable oil in the microwave. And so you let that cool a little bit, and then you dip these frozen pops. And so that will firm up almost immediately. Put a little flaky sea salt on them and stick them back in the freezer for about 15 minutes, and then you can, you know, have them in the freezer or eat them immediately. And the other thing that's great about that topping, you can just make a batch of that and put it on ice cream, which is really fun.
Get the details at ToniasKitchen.com.